everybody. Welcome to CNY Community Connections. Host Shelley Hoffman, and I'm here with Dawn Grovine. Dawn and I are good friends in real estate, and he's coming on today to talk a little bit about the Big Chill and giving back to the community. So thank you for joining me today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm kind of excited. He's the new test run for my new layout here for those of you that can see us visually. But the reason we're talking today is because the Big Chill, the Bevo Big Chill, I want to make sure I get the branding right. Marianne from the Chamber, she tells me all the time branding is important.
Yes. I got yelled at last year, year before on that where you can't call it
the other word. One. Yes. Nope, you can't. So, but it has been happening. It's the 19th annual Bevo Big Chill. And you have been doing it since when?
2012. I got roped into it back then. And every year I do it, I tell myself not doing it again next year. And here we are again, less than 2 weeks away from it.
So right before we went live, he gave me a photo. So I'd like to show you the 2012 team that you plunged with.
Right? Yep. A lot younger, a lot more hair. A lot more stupider than if that's even a word.
That's probably not. But what made you do it?
When I did it back then, it was just kind of a challenge. They're doing this. Did it with a friend group, and they ended up doing it and kind of enjoyed it. Part of the community and I've lived in Baldwinsville since 1998, and I grew up in Clay, moved away from Central New York for 5 years in the service, then moved back and bought a house in Baldwinsville and then got involved with it and doing it ever since. I just enjoy the giving back to the community and doing different things for the community. And this is one of the biggest fundraisers that they have for. And the Chamber, this is pretty much the only thing that they really make money off of is to fund the Chamber is this and a couple other things during the year. And they just give a lot back to the community and want to be part of that.
Yeah, they do a lot for the business owners here in the greater Baldwinsville. I always think of Bevo as like you have the village and then you have the towns, but greater Baldwinsville, it's a fairly large area and they don't get money from any other source.
Correct.
So it is through fundraising. The other one that I love that they do is the Taste of Baldwinsville. So if you like the Bevo restaurant, they do that. From a real estate standpoint, because there's a lot of realtors that do a lot of things that give back to the community.
Right.
There's a couple agents in your office, like Barb Carter. She does a lot of like CNY Dementia.
Yes.
And we do. And I have that tagline, I guess, the life of a realtor is a life in the community. And I truly stand by that.
Correct. And that's one thing, not to plug our company or anything, our owner, Peter Hunt, he ended up saying years ago, I remember this in a meeting, he's like, we're not in a business selling houses. We're in a people business. And he wants us to be part of the community wherever we are and do different things. And we're involved. Personally, I'm involved in a lot of this stuff in Beeville. Close to my heart, too, is Clear Path for Veterans. That's something we volunteer quite a bit for. This morning, just at our meeting, we had the Red Cross in there, and we're going to be doing a blood drive at our office this coming there. I think they're 4 or 5 months out from being able to schedule in the thing, but it's just giving back to community. That's here to support them and build this bigger and better and help people.
I'm smiling because in my head, I'm like, what would I rather do? Give blood or jump in the Seneca River? Yeah.
But it was amazing don't want to take away from this, but it was amazing listening to Billy that was there today talking about how much they're down. I think 35% of what they predicted what they needed this year. So they're way down. So they're in a severe shortage right now. And in the technology, I used to give blood back years ago and I haven't done it in a while, which I'm going to start doing it again. You can try, there's an app now where you can track where your blood goes and stuff like that. Wow. During a hurricane last year or 2 years ago, he was saying, he's like, I could track. So a lot of our bags went down to Macon, Georgia, went down to Pensacola, Florida. So you can track. And it's only, I think he said 42 days that it's good for.
It's usable.
And only 2% of the population donate.
Wow.
Yeah. I was surprised.
I should get tested again. years ago when I tried to give blood, my iron was, they said I had enough for me. I mean, I took Flintstone vitamins with iron. So, but as far as donating, but I really should go and get tested because that's something that.
Yeah, and they have, it's right on Route 57. It's the old, it's right next to Aldi's, right past John Glenn Boulevard. And they're open 7 days a week. But we're going to be doing a blood drive at our office on 57 here in the next few months.
When you do that blood drive, is it open to anybody?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's a good thing. And it was, and didn't realize a lot of our agents and professionals, they've needed blood before they were telling their stories and stuff. So you don't know who it's going to affect between cancer patients, between car accidents, between whatever that is, where you can just, and it's no money out of your pocket. Just it's, I would say, hour or so of your time, and it's a another good thing to do too.
To do that. Speaking of your agents, or anybody plunging with you?
Yes. Summer? So last year we had 16 plungers went in with our team. We're up to, I think, 8 or 9 right now. So I'm still recruiting into that. We got one agent, I'm not going to say his name, Mike Jones, that he enjoyed no doing pressure, it, but Mike. He got dirty. He was worried about the, I was like, that's at least my concern was the muddy water that was last year. That actually reminds me, I think the first year I did it, we had a lot of snow. It was cold. And I remember them breaking the ice.
And then last year, and before that,
over to, and it's always been just like a dusting, or it was just more muddy. I'd rather have it break the ice than because the mud, and you do get dirty, possibly slipping down the thing, and that's the last thing I want to happen before I go in.
As a volunteer for the event, I haven't plunged in a few years. I thought about it this year, but I can't bring myself to.
You got room.
I know.
Always got room at the end.
but a couple years ago, it was a muddy mess. And then it tears up the grass. And, you know, and believe it or not, that adds to the cost of the event because the village is great, but.
You got to fix your stuff.
You got to fix your stuff. Yeah. When you rent merch.
I like how they're doing it this year. They're changing it up a little bit with the food tent and all that, where they're kind of, because what happens is I feel bad. I always try to be one of the first two plungers in for teams just because of the fact that, man, I want to get the pain done and over with. And then we usually go to local restaurants and bars in the village. And I feel bad for the people at the end because everybody's kind of done at that point. And usually the volunteers are the last, if they have a team, they're the last one goes, and nobody's there cheering them on.
Yeah. When I did plunge and we were last, that if I fell or did something dumb, there was no one there to really watch it.
That's a good plus too.
Everybody's been on it, you know? Well, and then, so this year they're doing a lot of, quite a few things differently. For one is, you know, the tent's opening up at 11:30.
Yes.
Plunging starts at noon. So it gives the plungers who plunge and then want to go home and dry off a chance to get the tent. But they're also, after the Beeville Big Chill, they're doing the warm-up party at WT. Because sometimes when you leave the Big Chill and then they have the poker run, there's downtime.
Right.
So they have that, they're calling it the warm-up, and then the poker. Do you guys come back out for the poker run? Or
usually we used to go to Smokehouse afterwards, and we usually stay there for a couple hours. And then last year, Mohegan Manor had a martini going on. So quite a few of us went over there and had some martinis at Mohegan Manor, which was nice. But it's a long day, long cold day. And I remember the first year I did it, they've come a long ways with keeping the warming tents.
Yes.
The first year I did it was like a little Popeye stove and like a 10x12 tent. There was a men's tent and a women's tent, and people are just kind of hanging out there warming up. But then you got teams coming. It was a little bit of disaster, but now it's toasty, very, very toasty in there.
Yeah, they do a nice job they turn the propane tanks on early in the morning, so by the time people come, it's a little bit warmer. We're waiting to see if there's going to be ice on the court, because the volunteers actually will have to get there early and break up the ice on the basketball court.
So
there's a lot of prep work that goes into it too. That people don't think about, but I love it. It's one of my favorite.
Something with hot tubs this year.
So Crystal Clear is one of the sponsors of the Beeville Big Chill, and they're doing the polar opposite, or the flip plunge. I apologize. I should know the name of that.
Yeah.
It's had a couple different theories, but yeah, they haven't worked out all the details yet, but there'll be something at the Beeville Big Chill from them, either, you know, depending on the weight, the hot tubs. I don't want to talk too much about it. So you have to come out on the 31st to see what they're doing. But they are letting people go and do like opposite. So instead of jumping into the hot Seneca, they have warm options. You can go and
I might be able to recruit some people for that. Probably a lot more people.
So this is the test year. And then, you know, more details. Yeah. Once they figure out more details next year, they'll promote it a little bit more. Yeah, I could see myself if there's like a sauna option or something, maybe I would do that. So So who are you plunging for? Because I put in the description that the plunge teams pick a charity, and the top three charities, you know, they get the donation. Yeah.
So we picked Gauss Island Children's Hospital. We did that last year. We took first place last year for the plunge night. What's it, 2,000 or 2,500? I can't remember.
Now you're putting me on the spot. Right.
It's either 2,000 and 2,500. Went to Gauss Island Children's Hospital. We're repeating that again this year. It seemed to get a lot more people involved in trying to get them to donate. As so I kind of pitch it as, you don't want to donate to the children?
No guilt at all. Well, and honestly, it's a great organization, but when you picked it last year, you know, it was
tied into the GSAR,
which is the Greater Syracuse Associated
Realtors, that we were doing a big fundraiser for the new wing that they were looking to fundraise for. And we ended up needing over a 2-year time frame, we needed to raise 50,000. We already did the 50,000 or 25,000, and this went towards the $25,000 for the Gauss Island Children's Hospital. And then we donated, then we had a big presentation and stuff with it. And the Gauss Island Children's Hospital just does so much for people. And that's the worst thing for you. I mean, most of the time, kids with cancer and stuff like that, they don't know how bad it really is. I mean, us as parents, we have that more of a, what could happen? These kids are just thinking, I'm just sick.
Right. What's happening today?
They don't know the possible outcome coming down the road, and just the support and stuff that they have there. We had a great tour there last year. If you get a chance to go there, they've done a lot. The Galsano family donated a lot to Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, mm-hmm. all the way across.
We're lucky to have them.
Yes.
What other organizations in the past did you have you plunge for?
We did. So our regional vice president, Dave Evans' father-in-law, passed away from, it's going to kill me. I don't want to say Alzheimer's, but something on that sort. So we kind of dedicated it to that in the years before that. I can't remember what it was, but it was something. And the Giles Donald thing, I mean, everybody's touched by kids and stuff like that. And then with Dave's father-in-law, we and Jamie's his wife, his father, they're very close, and they ended up doing fundraising for that.
I talked to Sheila Olmstrom quite a bit, and hers is living with dementia CNY. And she had said, and I've said this so many times now, but that almost everybody has been touched in some way by dementia, no matter what type it is. I have noticed a lot of nonprofits popping up lately. So, you know, with education and helping the caregivers and things like that, I'll be curious if any of the teams, they're picking their charities now.
Yeah, and that's a tough disease too, where, I mean, it's really... they don't really know what's good. It's affecting the family more than anything. Shelly just said that we were all touched by something with that, or knew somebody with that, and you just see them die. So I mean, there's just so many needs out there. So it's like, who do you pick?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's just, I would like to pick them all. I mean, it's something on there.
Now, well, and going back to if you walk into a real estate brokerage, it might not be every single person in that brokerage, but I guarantee if you walk in, there's someone who's on a board of a nonprofit. There's someone that's, you know, doing something to give back, or they're part of. And, you know, we were talking amongst our community, realtor community, about, you know, how do you showcase that?
Right.
I mean, there's a negative opinion sometimes as realtors, and what people don't see is how much we actually do to give back to the community.
And it's not even just being part of it doesn't even matter if you're being part of real estate, just give back to community. I mean, it just, this is where we live. And I mean, that's what the Hunt logo slogan's been for years, always there for you. And we need to be there for each other and our families and friends and stuff like that. And just the little things, and whether it's your church community, or if it's Helping Hounds, that's another one that we do a lot of stuff with. So it's my oldest daughter just graduated college last year, and she's in Long Island. And I'm trying to get her company and her to kind of promote and kind of get involved in the community and do different things. Not just go work 9 to 5 or wherever that is, and just get involved and do different things. And the GSAR is doing something new this year with the tiny homes.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Actually, it's funny. Once you hear about an organization, you kind of hear about it again and again and again.
Right.
And I did. I approached the Baldensville Rotary Club with some information.
Oh, did you?
Again, it seems like, you know, it's a good cause that's helping people. You mentioned the younger generation. My son is 24. He lives out towards Rochester, and he's bored. You know, he goes to work, he does his Xbox thing, and he's looking for something additional to do. He started volunteering at a food pantry. So now he's on their, you know, if they're short staff, they send him a text message, and then he goes and he does the food pantry.
Yeah, that's good. And and that's why I think the younger generation kind of is, they're so used to, I mean, especially since COVID and stuff like that, where they're just been, where you're stuck in your house. They're just a different, it's not like our parents' generation where they're out involved and with different things and playing out, not in the streets, but playing.
We used to play in the streets.
But I mean, it's just, I mean, getting involved and helping the people, go to a senior home, go to a rehab center, where, I mean, it's going to bring a lot, it's good for the soul.
Well, it is. And a lot of times people say, well, I don't even know where I can go to volunteer. So Baldwinsville has the Baldwinsville Volunteer Center, and they have a list of places to volunteer, or Canton Woods, but there's just resources for even finding nonprofits,
right,
what you're interested in. And sometimes it's your money, like, you know, people say make a donation. A lot of times they need people. They need someone to come and actually volunteer and spend their time.
Boots on the ground and help. And that's one another thing I got from this morning with the Red Cross. When they're in office, they had 90% of them are volunteers.
Really?
90% are volunteers. People just giving their time, and it's just those little things. They've been around since, I think he was saying 1940s, 1950s. So 5 hours a week, whether it's a food pantry, whether it's whatever it is, just get out there and be involved, it's something good to give back to whatever community you're in. Liverpool, Baldwinsville, Cicero, Clay, wherever it is, there's always something out there. Just reach out to your local chamber.
You know, another big thing I get from the volunteers is the connections that you make and the people that you come across. You wouldn't even know, you know, half the things that are out there unless you stop and talk to somebody, or you volunteer. And then from this organization, you learn about this one, or from this person, or attending a chamber lunch. So whether, if you're not in Baldwinsville, if you're in Liverpool, there's a lot of really good chamber of commerces out there. And we have a gentleman who's a member who is retired, and he just wants to stay in the know of what's happening.
From Oswego? Yeah.
So, and then there's multi-chamber events. So I agree. I think the chamber is a great place to learn about.
Yes, to start, and then seeing there's just, and there's social media is out there so much. There's so much negative out there, but there's so much positive out there too. And we're just focusing on the wrong thing. I just think if you just give back a little bit and stuff like that, and do different things, and get out of your comfort zone. Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah, like when you jump in the river on
the
31st.
Yeah, I'll be uncomfortable again. And every year I keep saying, no, I'm not doing it next year. Time rolls around and you get the, hey, you doing it? Yeah, I'm doing it again this year.
Well, I will say, when you, the first year you don't do it, there's a lot of like, I can't believe I'm not doing it.
Right.
And then you do get in that comfort of, well, I didn't do it last year. Maybe I won't do it again.
That's with any habit though. That's with any health thing. Ah, I missed one day at the gym.
Oh yeah. Don't even go there.
So it's just, so being part of the community here and especially what happens that weekend. I mean, you're in a dead of winter. It's going to be end of January right now. We just came in here today and it's feels like it's 2 below 0. And you would think I used to be stationed in Alaska, and you would think I would adjust it to it, but it would, no, it's still bitterly cold. It's just, yeah, I don't understand. I blame my parents for living here. And
I moved here. I have no excuse. I moved here and I stayed. Right. And I do love this community, and I'm learning more about all of CNY. But I definitely, my comfort zone is Baldwinsville. It's very welcoming to me. Yeah. The chamber was welcoming. So I find myself wanting to give back because they've given me so much, right? If you're in that position where, you know, you're making a lot of changes, or, if you have kids, if the kids are going off and you're like, what am I going to do? That's where a lot of times we see people start volunteering, or they want the kids to get involved and they bring the kids to different activities. But I will say I've definitely have gotten more than I've given. When it comes to the community, and probably the same for you.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I moved here in 98. I was away for 5 years. And then I moved back here, and always enjoyed both my daughters went to school here. Great school district, great community out there. And what amazes me is and just give a couple plugs to people like Jeff Rogers. He's opened quite a bit of, they got the Angry Garlic, you got Smokehouse, he's got a catering truck now. He's kind of brought this community together. And then you got Luke and his family with Pizza Man. Then you got Sal. I know I'm missing some people.
I noticed that he's going towards food. Yes. Just throwing it out there. I mean, I can do the shopping. Good food in Baldwin, I can do Tia and Olives, and I can do Angela.
Yeah. 100%. And then you got the end of this month. Is it the end of this month? You got Beeville Dining Week.
The Dining Week. Yeah. Those menus should be coming out soon.
Yeah.
It's always a week. So I now know this. It's always the week after the Big Chill.
Okay.
So the Big Chill is on Saturday. I think Dining Week starts the following Tuesday.
So there's always something to do here. I mean, it really, in Baldwinsville, you got the Amphitheater, Budweiser Amphitheater. They've showcased a lot of good bands there. They've showcased the Baldwinsville marching band has played there. Yeah.
I can plug Seneca River Days here.
Seneca River Days.
We have planning meetings for that, and because the pep band always plays at Seneca River Days, which is June 12th and 13th, whatever the Friday and Saturday. But that's coming up, and then like I said, the Taste of Baldwinsville with the chamber, and the restaurant.
There's something always going on in Beeville.
Margarita Fest, Casino Nights in March. Man, we could go all day listing all the fun things that we do here. But it's all the organizations working together. Very rarely is it one organization taking everything on.
Right.
You mentioned Jeff Rogers. I mean, he collaborates with so many people.
Yes.
But if it wasn't for them being open for collaboration, it couldn't
right,
happen.
Right. Right. So. And you take a look. I mean, take a look even the police chief just retired this past year. Every chamber event, he was over there. He wanted to be present. He wanted to be part of community and stuff like that. And I think is the new chief will as well. But it was just always good to see him there of that supporting and getting to know the community and stuff like that.
I'll be seeing if I can get Chief Lockwood on the podcast.
Yeah.
Chief Leppenjack, he was great. And again, a lot of this podcast stuff started, during the pandemic when people were wondering what was going on. And our community really has always been about getting information out there, sharing it. There's not a lot of hoarding that goes on.
Right.
And even I said when we first started this, that we have a friendship through real estate. We're a board of directors together. We talk at chamber events. I have a ton banner down in my brokerage that
you better drop off.
But it's that collaboration, and if it wasn't for community events and you being part of the community and myself, we wouldn't, we wouldn't have nearly the relationship and bond that we have. So I think it's important. I am a little jealous you're plunging, because there's a part of me that wants to plunge, but then there's the rational side of my brain that says it's already cold. Do you want to be wet and cold?
Yeah. And I figure it's a snippet of your life that takes about 2-3 minutes on there. And actually our CEO of our board, our realtor board, they moved up here from Texas last year, and her husband Lane jumped in with us. Never lived up in the Northeast, and they're gung-ho and doing it again this year. And it's just, and I mean, that take a look at her, where she just implanted herself into the whole central New York community. And she's involved in so many different things and just taking everything in. And that's looking from somebody from outside looking in that's right. not here. We got so many people that are born and bred here.
They don't know what's going on. They have no idea what the opportunity that we have here.
Correct.
No, I agree. It was one of the first things I asked Lane when I saw him recently was, are you taking the plunge? And he's like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Gung ho. And most people that do it, they get pumped up about it and stuff like that. And it's funny how, I mean, we always do a little pre-gaming at our office over in Liverpool, and we finish it up in the village here. And we just have it's a good time. It really is. And you're seeing different people out there, and then you get the people are like, oh, you're nuts for doing it. And we got to have a little bit of a loose screw on it, but it's very enjoyable. And it just, it's my mindset over the last few years, like Joe Rogan jump in, you can do the ice plunge every day for, you know, it's like, I can do this for 1 minute out of
Well, and honestly, it's you are a leader. You're a leader at Hunt, and you're a leader in the community. And the fact that you're doing it and people are following you, even if they think you're crazy, you know, they come and they support you. Like the crowd that watched you plunge last year was quite a large.
Yeah, we
crowd.
Have a lot of we do have a lot of people that that do come out, and we have four offices just in Central New York here, and we get our professionals from other offices and stuff and come in and cheer us on and stuff like that. So it's, and they're getting involved in stuff out here. It is fun. And most of the time when you're coming up out of the river, you have no idea who's around you or anything. You hear people yelling something like this, and your focus is just getting back in that tent and getting these white clothes off.
Yep.
There was one, I think it was the second year I did it. The tent, like I said before, the tents were so small. There was like no room in there. I ended up taking a towel, wrapping around myself, and ended up right in the middle of Mercer Park and pulling my stuff. I was absolutely freezing. It was just so crowded. I'm not gonna fight with people over to get a spot in there.
You just want the wet clothes off, and they're heavy. And no, I do remember. But the tents now are a good size.
Yes.
I think the chamber and I haven't mentioned the Rotary. The Rotary teams up with the chamber, and they put on this organization. And they have a lot of volunteers, but they sit down and they have post meetings and say, what can we do to make it better?
Right. You know, that's one thing with the Rotary too. They give so much back to the community too. Last year, actually around this time, we ended up, she reached out to me to, host something at our office. We have a big, thing upstairs of just different opportunities, because not every kid, junior, senior in high school want to go to college or everything, but want to know what else out there. So we brought in a bunch of different professionals, from electricians to somebody at Anheuser-Busch, insurance people, different things that you don't really need a college education. And kind of talked us, went around the room. It was probably about 15 of us around there, and there was a good crowd of kids on there. So the chambers or the Rotary is very involved with that, and just getting reaching out. I would have never known that unless I was part of the chamber, and she reached out to me and we opened up our space.
Yeah. And that was a really good turnout for the Rotary too.
You
know, because part of the idea is making kids aware of what opportunities there are, like you said, businesses, but then also letting them know about other organizations, you know, and that giving back. The Rotary has a high school club called Interact, and you know, there's Key Club. So they have service organizations in high school, and then you know, kids can choose to do them when they get to college as well. But what we find is a lot of times the kids that are very involved in high school drop off in college. So the idea now is in their 20s, you know, maybe start bringing them back to it.
That's a good idea.
How do we do that? But that's a lot of that outreach is to remind them of it. So, well, if you had any advice for anybody to be part of the Beeville Big Chill on Saturday, the 31st, which is right around the corner.
Yes.
Would you recommend they join a team?
Yes, we're looking for just need to raise everybody that's wants to join the team. You got to raise at least a minimum $100 on it. Do it individually. Get hook up with a team. Get on Shelly's team that she's going to create? Is she going to get flooded? She's going to go viral with this?
Oh, yes, yes. I'll cheer you from this side. I might. Taylor wants to jump. My daughter does want to jump.
More than welcome.
So,
more welcome.
She will not jump with a particular team, though. And it's not because she doesn't like the gentleman. I told you what Taylor's issue is with your company, Hunt. She was making a social media post for us at Easter. And she loved the social media post. It said, "We'll help you hunt for your next home."
See?
And I said to Tay, I said, well, the fact that you're using their colors and basically their font is your social media is for Don and his company at Hunt. And she said they should not own a whole holiday.
Yeah, you can fix that. We can you can fit the Hunt name into a lot of different things. And then they've done it. We're doing a contest here this month, and it was something to do with Olympics or something, and it was something about with Hunt was related to it. And it's like, well, you can just fit that all in there. Maybe that's a subconsciously she's
maybe leaning that way. I'll let you know, but it is funny. So I told her you were coming today. She goes, oh, but she says it jokingly. She says like you, and then so I will put the link if anybody wants to donate to your team. Yep. But if you want to join, Don's team or WT Brew, they're always looking for people for their team as well. I do believe they're plunging first. So if you are supportive of WT Brews, because they had a long time plunge member pass away. So we're doing like a little bit of a a token to him. But they're first, and then after that,
I'm hoping I gotta talk to Marianne here. Hopefully we can slide in since I think we should change a rule with it. The first, second place, third team's gonna pick what their spots are from the previous year.
Yeah. Well, so like I said, they're always looking to, and it's a way to make sure the first, second or third team comes back to you and give them that little incentive.
Right.
So, but I am happy. I mean, all joking aside, I'm so excited every time the numbers start to grow for the people that want to plunge and are willing to plunge. And then, like I said, the plunge teams bring a lot of people to the event. So
If you just want to come out and support and support the community out there. I mean, all the restaurants that they got their poker run going on afterwards. And even in between you go down and there's so many great, great restaurants in there. And there's scuba divers in the water.
Yeah.
That are sitting there. In case anything, knock on wood, nothing's ever happened on there.
And they volunteer their time too.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of volunteers that go into this for safety and whatnot. But it really is without the plungers, people willing to actually plunge in the Seneca River, the event couldn't happen.
Right.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird just sitting there staring out
there. It would.
Open water.
Hoping somebody just kind of takes a slip and fall in. I don't know, but it is a great event, and it is the Greater Baldwinsville Chamber of Commerce and the Baldwinsville Rotary Club that put it together. And the planning that went involved into it this year, we are going to have cornhole. So there'll be some prizes for that. Yeah. So they're always trying to revamp it a little bit to make it better, but it is the plungers like this guy right here that make it such a great.
And actually a couple of years ago, didn't Matt get the Wienermobile?
Oh yeah. We had the Oscar.
Oh, you know, it's going to be here this year.
Oh yes. You can say it.
Otto.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. Like, hopefully a basketball team starts to pull around a little bit.
But, well, I just like,
but Otto the Orange is going to be, I don't think he's jumping in though.
No, you know what? We did ask, and he does not have a waterproof suit.
Oh.
So he's going to try and have like a little bit of a theme.
Okay.
I just saw a video the other day of him sliding down the hill at SU with some students. So I love him. I mean, But no, we did ask if he had a water suit, and he doesn't have a bathing suit, so he will not be jumping in. But thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
And a lot of information. It's a fun event. Come out, support. And if it's not this event that you want to support, there's a lot of great things that happen, not just in Baldwinsville, but all across CNY. So
get involved.
Yes, absolutely.